Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. M. Schaffernard, give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some of our Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy weight loss tips for 2011.
It's about time.
We haven't given any tips.
We don't give enough of these.
You know what? Probably because we don't know how to do them ourselves.
That could be it.
What do you think? That's probably part of the reason?
Yes.
Number one tip I think that's very important that you need to commit to is, first of all,
eat less. No? Eat more.
You don't want to eat less.
Eat more.
You want to eat, you know what you want to eat? That negative calorie food, celery. Right. You know, the stuff that you could.
My muscles are getting confused.
You want to create lots of confusion. Well, number one, Lee, write it down. Write down what your goal is. And we know that people that typically write stuff down are more likely to attain them. I don't know if I have actually data to support that.
I've never written anything down like that.
It sounds good. It feels better when you write stuff down, though. You seem like you're going to.
Makes it real.
But here's the thing. You want to write down, why is it so important for you to achieve this goal? Like, for instance, weight loss.
The big why.
Yeah. Why is it? What is it? What is it going to do? You know, it could be that you want to look good. Is that really the issue? Some people want to feel better. You know, they can't sleep at night. They don't sleep well. They're in pain. A good little weight loss program seems to help that. There's nothing better than being able to sleep well. Right?
Yes.
Then having to be in pain, you can't even sleep because you're in so much pain.
Exactly.
So write it down. Also, you want to seek help from a professional. Okay? And when I say professional, I'm not just talking about going down to Joe's gym and getting with a trainer. That's not necessarily the answer to that. Trainers are good. Dietitians are good. Maybe even a coach. But somebody that's going to help put together a program for you. And
I thought you were talking about like a psychotherapist.
Well, here's the deal. A lot of times people go to the trainer and go, oh, the trainer's going to get me. You know, you have to be proactive with the trainer. You know, you have to tell the trainer.
Trainers aren't that smart.
Right.
Let's get that.
It's kind of like a first date. You know, you go to a trainer and they're like, I can't figure you out. You got to help them help you by telling them what you think would be good incentives for you. Like, this would be a great question for a trainer. Right, like, what are you going to do if I don't show up? What's going to happen? What's going to be my penalty?
You
know?
You.
How are you going to motivate me? What things do I like? What things do you know? You have to interview the trainer so you know if the trainer is going to be a good motivating source for you. That's another important thing. Also, you got to commit to these lifestyle changes. I know initially people want to lose weight short term; they want to see the results, but it's got to be a lifestyle thing. If you're going to go back to the old habits, you know, smoking, drinking, you know, 4 or 5 beers a night, that's not going to help you. You got to commit to it, and you got to do it in small increments. That's the key. Things that are off the radar, you don't even realize that you've made all these changes, will also help you. Also, you've got to use the diet and exercise approach, meaning it's not a one-prong thing. You got to do both. You got to exercise, you got to burn calories, and you also have to decrease the amount of food you're taking in. You can't do one without the other. Now, we know that you can't exercise yourself enough to lose weight. That doesn't work either.
Right.
But the thing about the exercise is the exercise commits you to the program. You know, you start exercising, you feel better,
yeah,
you want to stay on track.
I don't know if I buy this, but we'll go along with it.
You don't
since
like that?
Since you're Dr. Fitness, you probably are pro exercise.
You like less activity.
I think if you want to lose weight, eat less.
I know why you say that.
You want to get healthy?
You say that because...
Exercise.
You
don't
say
confuse
that.
Diet. I mean, exercise and losing weight.
I don't
and
think
health.
People are confusing them. I just think that people don't forget about exercising. Those are my tips. That you got some of the fat guy tips. You got some of the Dr. Fitness tips. Now go out and do them.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.